This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's
too bad the whole class didn't yell, "Get him!" Says 7.07.
9.25 says, "That's BS, Vinny. Don't bow down to that teacher. You did everything right. The other kid needs to be spoke to." Punk isn't a bad word.
I don't think it's a bad word.
It's not a bad
but
word.
I think the main thing was the way it came
delivered.
Out extremely aggressive.
Right. This part of the show is brought to you by upsjobs.com, The Disaster Artist. James Franco, Dave Franco, Seth Rogen. It's now playing at AMC Theaters, and we'd love to treat you to a night out at the movies. Right now, call number 9, 800-400-3697, wins a run-up engagement pair of passes for you and a guest. You can see The Disaster Artist while it's in theaters. Call 9, 800-400-3697. UPS Freight is hiring full-time road drivers in San Leandro. You got to have a CDLA and receive $24 an hour. Apply now at upsjobs.com. Celebrity Trash brought to you by Gumps. Celebrate the joyfulness of the holidays. If it's from Gumps, they'll love it. That is true. That's a true story. So, Survivor last night.
Yeah.
How much did you get? Listen, there will definitely be spoilers in this. So, you got to give us a couple minutes. If you haven't watched it yet, you know, too bad for you.
So, the truth is I went to bed after 8 o'clock, mm-hmm. but hadn't started it yet. So I got my lecture, my parenting lecture,
right.
and then I just went to bed because it was.
Oh, so you didn't watch any?
No, so it had started. It was being recorded, but I didn't start it because I was waiting for her.
Right.
And then the mood, you know, got ugly because I was in trouble. And then I said, you know, I'm just going to go to bed. I'm not even going to start it.
I get why you don't watch it anyway. I mean, I know that it wasn't even your plan to watch it because it's on so late and it's such a long episode when they do the finale. But even as I was watching it, I was like, I wish that you would try to not.
Me too.
But I wish that you would go back and watch it. Because honestly, there were some. This was one of the best seasons of all time. And the way it ended up.
You really think that?
I really do.
You think this season was all time good?
I think it was right up there with some of the best seasons. Just
all right.
Because it kept you interested. You know how sometimes the game can bog down and get predictable? And I loved how they did all the little secret things. So I assume you already know who won.
Yeah, I looked it up. I got into bed, mm-hmm. smarting from my talking to, mm-hmm. and then looked it up and was like, okay, that's exactly what I expected.
The thing is, the way that happened was fascinating.
Okay.
And so, of course, everyone was gunning for this one guy.
Survivor spoiler alerts.
Total spoilers here. And I'm only given this because I really wish that you had seen some of this. They have changed the way they do the end of the game now. There are still people at the end of the game. But in the past, they would get down to four. And then basically, there'd be one person holding immunity. And they would basically pick the two people that were going with them to the finals.
Okay.
Because those three people vote.
Because that's how the vote was going to go.
And that's, absolutely.
Right.
The guy was out. And this is a guy who, just through sheer, I'm not giving up. They come back.
So wait, so what you're saying is the guy who won was not the one who had immunity at the end.
Oh, no.
So who had immunity?
Chrissy.
So Chrissy
was ready to go with Devin and Ryan, which she would have run away with that. She would have run away with it.
She was a powerhouse. You know, she's smart.
She won four immunities in a row.
She's strong. And she's super good looking, too.
Like,
she's
great.
She's got it all.
Yep. She was a great player. And if she had had it her way and Ben was out, she would have absolutely run away with it. You wouldn't believe how well-spoken she was at the final tribal. And you could tell that everyone, you know, was on her side. And she hadn't made a bunch of enemies on the way some of the people had on the jury. But here's what happened. She wins immunity in the final. So she won four in a row, which ties the record for female four immunities in a row.
Is Did the they say who that
female
was?
Record. There are three other people who've done it.
Oh, okay. So, Sandra or...
Yeah, I don't
know. Who knows? All right, go ahead.
So, and then she gets a final secret advantage. I'm like, what secret advantage? This is it. This is the end. Now they voted that there are no more challenges. So her advantage was information. And they basically said, you get to pick one person to go with you. The other two have to battle it out. Fire making.
I love it.
I do too. Because it at least makes it so you can't seal that fourth person's deal. They will get it. And he said specifically on the show, which by the way, even the reunion show, the whole thing, they were cutting back and forth from the live audience back to the action on the screen. And they just did such a good job with it.
I think it doesn't change the fact that you still want to bring garbage, or that's mm-hmm. not a right way to put it, but the worst players to the end with you, because right. even then, if they're going to battle making fire, you want people who are going to be bad at that.
Right.
And who haven't played a good game, but unfortunately, for her, the good one of the greatest players was there at the end with her.
Not only did he play those two immunity idols that you saw him play, he never told anybody about his immunity idols, which is totally key. Everyone always blows their cover and someone tells someone else.
Right.
So he did those two in the last two tribal councils. Right after the one, so we come back to the show as it starts that evening, he does not sleep. He spends the entire night randomly digging everywhere. And as the sun is coming up, he finds the next idol. And
nice.
Puts it in his pocket. And then they even make this whole ploy that they've found an idol, because she has like a leftover thing from the original secret immunity thing. So she's wearing it, and she's even got the piece of paper from when Ryan... I mean, they play this whole... And meanwhile, he's going, uh-huh. It's in his pocket.
Right.
So he was able to, you know, get one more person out. And then they get down to the final four. And now, so they say going forward now...
So who's the final four?
So the final four are Devin, Ryan, Chrissy, and Ben.
Devin? Which one's Devin?
Devin is the, like, good-looking...
Tall, skinny kid,
right.
And Ryan is the
mousey. Is the mongoose, yeah.
Okay, got it.
And so they get out Dr. Mike. And then they go forward from there. And when this is revealed to her, she says, I'm going to take Ryan with me. And Devin, you're good at making fire. They even show him making fire earlier in the episode. Like how he quickly hits the flint mm-hmm. and gets it all going. And she says, Ryan cannot make fire. You're going to have to keep Ben from the final three.
Oh.
So she tells
him.
So
they knew.
Oh,
that was
her advantage.
Got it.
Was knowing
okay.
that this was how it was going to go down.
Got it. Okay.
So he's like, yeah, I'm into it. And that'll be like the way that I show that I was the one who eliminated Ben. Meanwhile, the dude can't get a freaking spark going. Ben gets the thing going and kills it. So now Ben's in the final three, does a great job arguing for himself. Really played everybody's heartstrings. He's a veteran who suffers from PTSD. Like, crackling of the fire can set him off.
Right.
Really?
Like, he's super jangle-nerved. And he's a bit of a dick sometimes. Like, there were definitely times where he did not seem to know how to not get in a fight. Like, all he had to do in a couple situations was just be cool and not get enough, and he just couldn't stop himself. Like, he definitely demonstrated some behavior that was like, ooh, that's questionable. Like, a little anger management might go a long way.
Right.
But, you know,
agreed.
All that aside, he seems like a super nice guy. His wife's super nice, and he's got, I think, at least one kid. But he made an impassioned plea for it at the end and...
Won the game. So I read about... It this morning, what I read was that he, you know, here he is, he wins, and he gets the $1 million, and he says, I'm gonna still work my job at the store, stocking whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But he goes, you know, I've already been spending the money since I started the game, and he goes, we're gonna pay for the kids' college, and I'm probably gonna buy a race car. And I was like, and he goes, I think I've earned a race car, don't you? And I was like, No, absolutely.
There's,
you just said you were going to take care of your kids' college and, you know, you pay off
your
house.
And he was talking about retiring and that kind of thing.
Retiring?
You know, saving money for retirement.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, sure.
So this is the first I'm hearing of the race car.
Yeah, race
Boy, that
car.
Seems like a stupid-ass move. Because listen, after taxes, the guy's going to get just over $500,000 of it.
I don't know what he's even mentioned specifically, like a circle track race car.
Oh, great. Oh, Jesus.
So I think it's a small local race type.
Yeah, with probably
thing.
Like those, I forget what they called, but they're like roll bars on top.
All
around.
Something.
I don't know. So maybe this is just something he enjoys locally and it won't cost him $500,000.
No, anything you get into like that, you could race bicycles and you will find yourself
a money pit.
Not a million, but it's one of those.
Unless you get sponsors.
This next thing you know, you're like, well, I need this. Oh, I need this. Why? Wow, Taco the rim. I need a new rim. It's endless.
Right.
Oh, well, we've got to travel to Vegas for the Nationals. Mm. What?
Well, like little ballet that turns into something huge, dance class. Then the softball, you have to go to Fresno or...
Yep.
Yeah, like you said, Vegas.
You know, I just think that $1 million just ain't what it used to be. Like when we were little kids, you know, someone who was a millionaire, you'd be like, holy crap, that's amazing. Like this dude, I think, is still in that mindset. Like for him, $1 million is endless money. And it's so the opposite of that. You'd be amazed how fast you could blow through $1 million if you're into race cars. Oh my God. I'm actually really bummed to hear that because he seemed like a dude who was going to be level-headed about it. Maybe he will put some of that money away and never touch it, and his kid will go to college.
It's actually pretty simple management. I mean, I'm sure that someone would break the number. $250,000 that goes into 401k. Mm-hmm. $100,000 of that goes into the schools. The 529.
Right.
Whatever's left, you pay off your house or you buy a car.
And if you got anything left, go get some groceries.
Right.
That'll set you up nicely.
There you go.
Yeah.
And that's, you keep your job.
Yes. Well, sounds like that's his plan anyway. So, all right. Let's squeeze a little celebrity trash in here. And to the people who hate Survivor.
Oh, someone just did. How long is this going to go on? Survivor Talk.
Just,
don't
please.
Care about. Turn you off. I go, see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Let's not be so snarky. See you in 5 minutes. Try that one next time.
Apparently.
Your management will go a long way.
Yuzi and I come
goes a long way.
From the same school of handling loudmouths, I guess.
Yeah,
just shut them down.
We both have dads that were like hardcore.
Yep.
Let's just be.
You're going to mess with me.
Let's be a little nicer.
I never got messed with when I was a
little girl. I bet you didn't. You don't get messed with now. You've never gotten. People know better. You do not F with the wrong Mexican. So, couples therapy.
Yeah.
I know some people have gone to that, and very beneficial.
It's good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's very helpful.
Yeah. You sit down, you hear the other person out. It's a safe environment. So
it forces a person who's not great at communicating to do it.
Right. To find
and
ways
you have
to say
a person
what's bothering you.
In the middle who can bring about the conversation to positive result.
Mm-hmm. Mediate,
it's a good thing.
Arbitrary.
If you both want, and here's the thing, you got to both want to do it.
Right. One person goes in there like, I hate you, and this is just the last step before divorce court.
Right.
So we had heard earlier in the week that Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez were in couples therapy.
Uh-huh.
And that was why her mom jumped off the deep end. I mean, Justin. Her whole family hates you. So the mom freaked out and actually went to the hospital. Like, I can't remember who called the police, but someone was like, you gotta help this woman. She's going crazy. Oh, I love this one. Turn this up. It's nothing like you for me. Together through the storm. Nothing like us. Nothing like you for me. So they're in couples therapy. And what are they working out? His relationships with past girls and well, they were on a break. He is actually doing a make amends thing right now. And he thought it would be, so he's being super truthful. And I guess that he had a relationship with Haley Baldwin. Is she Billy Baldwin's kid?
No, she's Stephen Baldwin's kid.
Kid.
Yeah, she's 21, model.
Yeah, she's a beautiful girl.
Oh, that's not Alec Baldwin's kid?
No,
that's Ireland Baldwin.
Correct.
Okay. Is that her last name?
Yes.
So anyway, this Haley Baldwin, and I remember this. There was about a month or so that they kept popping up in the news together. So I guess this Hillsong Church, where he's now all born again, they say Justin's been trying to make amends as part of his renewed faith and decided to do that with Haley. So he reached out to her to clear the air over their brief relationship, and I guess it was a pretty sour breakup. So he wanted to clear the air, apologize, say, let's, you know, positivity okay. as we go forward. Then, because he's all open and honest, he runs right to Selena and says, okay, well, I just talked with Haley, and I guess she lost her over it. And she said,
why?
She just didn't want him talking to an ex-girlfriend. Maybe that was part, you know, she must have seen, if we saw it, I'm sure Selena saw it. If she had feelings for, well, I mean, she was with The Weeknd. Yeah. I'm sure Justin would be pretty pissed if she called up The Weeknd to say, hey, I'm sorry that we had such a sour breakup. Let's have nothing but love going forward. Anyway, for whatever reason, she decides that she's not psyched. And so they decided to give Christian couples therapy a try.
Okay.
So they've been going for about a week. It's not sitting well with her family. He's been posting words of wisdom lately, so that's nice. Sounds like stuff you're picking up in therapy. He took a whiteboard and wrote his thoughts on it and then took a picture of it and posted it on Instagram. Lots of misspellings, which he actually acknowledges in the typing that he did on the Instagram. I don't know why he didn't just go back and fix it.
Yeah.
Or maybe he noticed after the fact. Do you feel you have exhausted all options? Do you see how it's on a whiteboard right there? Like
yeah.
he just dry erased it. Do you feel like you're never good enough? What if I told you that there's a God that's willing to meet you wherever you're at? What if I told you he could take away your pain, shame, guilt, and fears? Hashtag Jesus. He spelled guilt without an L
okay.
and exhausted without an H. But then he writes, Jesus is changing me from the inside out every day, and I misspelled guilt and exhausted. So
all right.
it's nice. He's acknowledging his spelling challenges. But anyway, let's hope that the two of these kids can make it. I mean, look at them. They're going to couples. You just rolled your eyes. Yeah. What is it? Oh, no,
I'm rolling my eyes at the fact that I hope that the church is not stealing his money.
Oh, they are definitely stealing his money and brainwashing him. I mean, come on.
Well,
the church is famous for.
it's difficult.
It is.
Being Justin Bieber.
The struggle is real.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Well, what, Vinny? What were you going to say?
I just, you know, I don't know what the proper... I think the bigger trip is, so do you go back and talk to an ex like that?
Yeah.
And I can see why you wouldn't. If you don't plan to be with that person again, then
and it's already
just
cut off.
It's just a failed relationship. We've all got them, and you just move on down the road.
But if there are things that he felt bad about, I can see why he might want to say sorry. It's not, is it too late now to say sorry? Like maybe he wrote that song for her.
All right, well.
So, I mean, I can see someone wanting to make amends. Did he need to tell Selena? You know, maybe for his soul, he did need to.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't want her to find out later
you
that
don't.
You've been, you know, especially when someone photographs everywhere the kid goes.
Right. Yeah.
She's going to find out he went to lunch or whatever with
well,
the chick.
Well, yeah, who knows? Maybe it was on the phone or via email. But anyway, what you don't want is to be out to dinner with Selena and have Haley Baldwin walk up at the table and go, I really appreciated the phone call. That was wonderful. And then Selena's like, I'm sorry, what now?
What?
You know what? If it was a phone call or an email, that's totally different.
Yeah, I don't know if they met or they just say he had reached out.
If you write someone
amends.
An email real quick and it says, listen, I just want to hold myself accountable for being a total D and I'm sorry. I learned from it. I'm going to try to be a better man going forward. It won't change what happened between us. Have a good one.
Right.
Then that's fine, I think. What's the matter? Then she can delete it. She doesn't even have to ever read it. She
right.
can just be like,
but
Bieber
he
writes
got
me.
It off his chest and there's that.
And that shouldn't bother the new girlfriend or the yeah. new old girlfriend.
So it sounds like it was more than that. Like a meeting or at least a phone call. And then who knows how long it went on for and who knows what was said and if both parties cried and maybe he needed to tell her all the gory details of it. Who knows? Anyway, good luck to the pair of them. You know, it's a good sign that they're in therapy. It sounds like they need it. What's coming up, Vin?
How do Bay Area people feel about the raising of bridge tolls?
Oh.
I'll tell you after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. Sir and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. That just happened.
Happy Friday Eve, everybody. It's like the second most important holiday of the year.
It.
Yep. Yes, it is. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hey, this part of the show is brought to you by Heal.com.
Hey, everyone, go to the Alice973 Instagram.
Okay.
I did one more Instagram page.
Oh,
I did
you are
one
amazing.
More.
Oh, yeah, it's
and,
so cute.
It's basically a thank you card from all of us that, you know,
Vinny, pull
are
it
at
up.
Alice. And
I'm pulling
we
it.
We just want to say happy everything.
Oh, look at how cute that is.
Whatever it is you celebrate, happy. And we're wishing all of you love, peace, and joy for
our
the new
Alice
year.
Alice family.
That's great.
I was just telling whom, and I go, I was wondering what was on my head. I didn't know whose hand, if it was Vinny or Sarah's
it was
hand.
It was both of our
head.
Hands.
I know. I had no idea. I just kept feeling a plop on my head.
We're holding, Vinny and I are standing in front of the tree holding hands, because that's totally natural. And then we rested our fist, our together fist, on Musi's head. Just trying to connect all of us.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
really
super
cute.
It's funny how Vinny has the exact same pose as the other picture.
Like, well, that's what I was
thinking. I swear to God, I think I just froze in place and was like, just get this done.
Something very interesting on the ceiling.
You put
there.
Me in a bad too tight sweater in front of a white Christmas tree. Just do this already.
All right, I have to like, oh, oh it just went funny. Away. How did that happen?
Like it and leave a comment, everybody.
Well, I must say, I don't really normally use the word pimp, but whatever you did to that picture, is that you call it pimp?
Yeah, it's pimping it out, baby.
It's spectacular with the bells.
Work that in.
And the lights.
Thank you.
Yeah. When you're trying to get your post up on the net. Yeah. You gotta buy a frame and pimp that thing out. Okay, let's get to the sponsor stuff. Need a flu shot? Get yours at home with Heal.com. It's covered by most insurance plans and only $30 if not. Medical doctors on demand. HEAL.com. That's Heal.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by San Francisco International Airport.
All right.
Ooh, it is busy there today. They showed it on the news this morning.
People I bet
are...
it is. People are taking off.
Hey, speaking of the airport, I'll push this story to the front. It looks like airlines are hiring pilots.
Oh.
So, you know, as you're out there trying to decide, what can I do that will give me another 20 years of work? Maybe study being a pilot. They've reached, the pilot shortage has reached crisis levels.
And they gave a bunch of people vacation. What? Which airline did that?
I can't remember.
Oh, that
was
a mistake,
American?
Though.
Was
yeah, but
America
they're going to need
Delta?
Some pilots to cover all those flights.
I think they actually covered all that. They figured out how to
good. That's
take
good,
care of
people
that.
People want to go where they want to go.
When they want to go.
When they want to go there.
It was American.
Oh, it was.
So consider that.
Yeah, it seems fun. Go see the world.
Well, you travel. Yeah. I know a lady, I don't really know her. We went to school together and were friends on Facebook, but she was an international flight attendant. And her pictures are from all over the world.
Sure.
So wherever she'd go, she'd land. And then stay.
Why wouldn't you?
And so it's she's seeing the entire world.
That's got to be
in
incredible,
her
right? Just incredible. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I bet you'll get like, you know, yeah, take a day, take 2 days, three.
I could
meet you back here
it.
For a return flight.
I think that one of the most stressful places is the airport.
Mm. That is
no
true.
Offense to anyone, you know, whatever, but. Like, my dad worked at the airport. I used to just think, that's a place no one wants to be, and he's there every day.
Right.
Eesh.
But he was a mechanic, right? So it wasn't like
well,
he had
he
to deal with all
the... Well, he ended up in management,
so
he actually was... He was the chief inspector for the airline. I don't know what that means.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, so inspected planes? Or
must have been.
Yeah, he inspected the maintenance. He was in charge. If something
in charge
went
of
wrong,
the checklist. Yeah, it fell on him. Right.
Anyway, in Australia, Australian police say there's no evidence of a terrorist link. You may have heard there was a car that rammed a busy shopping district right into a bunch of people, they say in Melbourne. 19 people were injured. The driver is a 32-year-old Australian citizen of Afghan descent, and they say he has a known history of drug use and mental health issues.
Oh.
So this was not a terror attack. So,
just a
this is the first
using
thing I
a
thought.
Car is a of course, it sounds like all that. I mean, that seems to be the thing that's happening now.
That's the move, right?
Ugh. It's awful.
When I brought up that mega measure, how they hope they're looking very closely at how to fix our Bay Area traffic problems, mm-hmm. one of the solutions that is going to be put to us is just a big toll increase on the bridges
yep.
to help pay for it. When I brought that up, Hooman was absolutely against it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, it's already expensive.
New
poll. No one wants to pay more money.
Shows solid support to raise bridge tolls.
Oh.
By the people who don't travel across the bridge?
Yeah, it's always the way, right? Yeah. It is always the way.
Oh, that's great. I only go across that thing a couple times a year. I'd be happy to pay $3
sure,
more.
Yeah. No
and no one trusts the polls anymore.
That's true. Fake news.
Where'd that God. Ted Cruz story go? There's a Ted Cruz story where he's like, this new tax plan's going to be great for everyone.
Yeah,
everyone's going to save, except people in New York and San Francisco.
Yeah.
Oh, he said that?
Yeah.
Well, because it's true. I mean, all your write-offs are going away, everybody. Yeah, all the money that you pay to California for tax, you can't write that off anymore. If you have a mortgage more than $750,000, which a lot of people in this area have, you can't write any more of that off. I don't even know if that includes your, but must be your property taxes too. Those used to be like you deduct those from your income. It's not great. Any place where the taxes, the state taxes are high, are getting effed. And by the way, in a couple years, all this, they're gutting Medicaid. And in a couple years, you're going to be paying more in taxes.
Hooray.
Unless you're a corporation, because these are permanent for corps. Yay!
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not good.
But to hear a politician just go,
screw you, it's a big middle finger.
We're sticking it to, everybody's good except, and then there I am, and there we all are in San Francisco going, dude, what about us?
Yeah.
What do we do to deserve that?
Well, unfortunately.
We live in a place that costs way too much money.
Yeah. Oh, and we disagree.
Anyway.
So let's punish us.
Details of a regional ballot measure that would raise tolls to pay for billions in Bay Area transportation improvements are beginning to fall into place. And a poll says they'd be willing to pay for the increased bridge tolls.
I would. And I use the bridge every day.
If they could clean up the roadways, it would be a big deal.
It would be.
Really big. Speaking of. Yes. The man with the world's largest wiener.
Oh, I know this guy. This is that Mexican guy, right? The one that goes all the way up to the top of his head?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the picture. This actually, it's blurred out here. But...
Oh, no. I got an unblurred one.
Oh
yeah.
I had
give
Von
me the unblurred one.
Unblurred. Although there's a sock.
This
over
is that
it.
Guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is just redonkulous. It's like an elephant trunk.
He.
Like you would, I mean, honestly, what is, I would like to see him with pants. Oh, my God. Look at this redonkulous. It's just so, it's. It honestly looks like, you ever go to a deli and they have that huge thing of salami that's like someone's leg in there? It's like that. This is, it's just so. Like,
you mushroom slap me with that, you're going to knock me out.
Yeah, you would knock someone
Mama
over.
Mama said knock me out.
I want to see him with pants on. He must have to wear just like big baggy
is
pants.
Is there
and,
one with a sweatpant that has a lump in it?
We're talking about Roberto Esquivel Cabrera from Saltillo, Mexico. He has a 19-incher.
And that's not when it's not happening.
Oh, here's
I mean, who the hell knows how it is when it's happening?
Look at him.
Look at
oh, here's
ones,
the sweatpants, too. You can see the
yeah,
face.
Yeah, I want to see what... I mean, he must have to bundle that thing up in extra large
underwear.
Well, so what he's saying is, I am disabled.
Yeah, he is oh, he doesn't... He just lets it hang down his leg. It looks like a tumor.
Tumor.
But it's not a tumor.
He's refused reduction surgery and hopes to pursue a career in the porn industry, but claims that the thing is a disability. I cannot wear a uniform like anybody else in the companies, and I cannot get on my knees because it goes past there.
Yeah. Oh, it hangs down to just under his knees. This is...
I cannot run fast.
It is a disability. Well, he might crunch it.
People think badly of me because of that.
That is unreal. It's unreal.
Companies say they will call me, but they never do.
He's cursed.
That's a pretty good curse, though, wouldn't you say?
No, I wouldn't. And I mean, actually, even...
Look at how proud he is. In this side view...
He can't get a girlfriend,
he
right?
He can't, no, because nobody wants to have a baby every time they see you.
Yeah.
That thing is ridiculously large.
Scary.
Ridiculous. It's an elephant trunk. It's unusable. And it seems like he'd suffer brain damage if that thing, reached. What can I say? If he got happy with it, like.
Oh, you don't think it is right there?
Where it's hanging down to his knees?
Yeah, I think that's the state.
You're saying it's just too heavy for it to lift.
Right, absolutely.
Oh, well, I don't know. And when it's in his pants, it looks exactly the same. I don't know, man. I mean.
You think that is flaccid?
I think.
No.
I don't know.
No.
I feel like if it was filled with blood that he would die of blood loss to the area. Like, honestly, it would take so much blood.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, clearly, I hadn't considered really the heft of it. Like, for it to be able to hold a towel past the towel test, I think it's...
That's never
going to happen.
He doesn't raise that thing. Doesn't...
Can't raise that flag.
There's no way.
Yeah. But it's hanging straight down. You'd think there would be some...
So you agree he's disabled?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. That dude is cursed.
That's the story. He's trying to say that...
Are they saying, no, you're not the insurance company?
No, I don't have that whether or not he... According to Roberto, after initially dismissing the claim, the government has now recognized him as disabled. So it looks like he is, in fact.
So he'll get government disability is what you're saying. And then he wants to work in the porn industry where he'll just really be a showpiece that nobody can use.
I don't know.
Or some circus.
Yeah, or something. Sideshow. Oh, my God. He looks like a very nice man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, very pleasant face, you know.
He looks nice enough, you
say?
He's, all right.
You know. He's handsome even. Like he's, I feel terrible for him. He can never have a regular family and no woman wants to take that on.
So you really believe no woman has said,
sure some women have tried it.
Yeah, he's had girlfriends. He just says he can't keep a relationship.
Oh.
Maybe he needs to get some teeny tiny by comparison sex toys.
For what?
For her.
Well, what about him?
Well, I mean, I suppose they could both work on it together. There's plenty of room for that.
I'm thinking four women can handle that.
Yeah, I swear to God, I really do think you could probably get... I mean, you could easily get eight hands on that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Easily.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. See you tomorrow, punk. Go, Uzi!
Oh.
Bah ha ha ha, I love it, Uzi. Get him.
Get
him. I love Survivor Talks.
Oh, some people actually were happy.
Yeah.
That's good news. Plenty of people liked it. Oh my God, did you see the scene where Dr. Mike tripped and fell on the beach? Classic. We were dying. We rewound it and watched it a couple times.
Yes, it was pretty funny. He's just walking up to the group and... It's pretty funny.
I mentioned that Ben, spoiler alert, the guy in Survivor, spoiler alert, who won last night, he had said, I think I'm going to get a race car. Well, first he said, I'm going to be really smart with the money. I want to put my kids through school. But I think I'm going to get a race car too. And I thought, well, there goes the money.
Yeah.
415 says, how to become a millionaire in racing. Start with 10 mil and end up with one. Yeah. That's how you become.
Yeah.
My husband is a race car mechanic in Sonoma Raceway, and the driver... And drivers can easily spend $100,000 to $200,000 on maintenance during race weekend.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, good luck to this guy.
It's very sad to hear.
Well, he was saying, this money means the world. This is my kids' college. This is my retirement. I'm like, oh, he has a plan for it. This is great.
And it's his race
now
car.
Now I'm hearing race car. That's just stupid. Okay.
What's
hope
coming
it makes
up,
you happy.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, then, we've actually talked about it a couple times and referenced it, but Rolling Stone did their 20 best songs of the year, and we'll let you guess some of them.
Oh, sweet.
Got the full countdown after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.